1-800-500-8108. That's 1-800-500-8108.
Hi, my name's Elsa. I have AML leukemia.
And this is Simeon. Did you know that if kids are around cigarette smoke, you are exposing us to 10 times benzene levels from those cigarettes, which may cause AML and MDS? Please stop smoking for Elsa, me, and our friends. For more information, call 800-955-4572. Brought to you by Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Foundation, Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and my friends at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu today. It's got everything you need. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com or call today to order. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
There's that song that means we're on.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
air. I'm hearing that participation there. Sounded like just two of us.
Sluts and pornography.
Well, maybe you're into that, Paul Harris, and maybe that's why.
Bruce. That was Paul Harvey.
Yeah. What?
Well, gonna have to. How long have we done that bit? Did you can't?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my. What?
Too long.
20 years almost. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. Terrific family business, a business that is, well, every time somebody is able to prevent a crime or capture the bad guy, I'd like to think that Gateway Lock and Security had a hand in that. Sometimes they do.
Hey!
Let's introduce, one, two, three, five people to you.
What?
First is, first is you, Peon, our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then it is a great time.
You said,
then it is a great time to
explore
all of your
time.
Options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan and I laugh at that stuff because he and I have never made a mistake or slurred any words ever.
No.
And now the guy who, like me, is perfect and does not mess things up, Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And, Rat Boy. You see what a good mood he was in today?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so happy. He'd been having a little bit of some theft problems with a storage freezer that he has, a refrigeration unit. Yeah, he had Gateway Lock and Security come out and put in surveillance cameras. It took less than 24 hours, and he caught them. Tell them what they were taking.
Cheese.
Yeah, stealing cheese. Got him yellow-handed. See what I did there? It's kind of red-handed because there's cheese.
Oh,
But all cheese is not yellow. Some cheese is. That port wine cheese is like red or something. I like that stuff, by the way. I know port wine, you know what I'm talking about? That you put on crackers, it's like red and yellow and whatever. Hey, way to go, Rad Boy. That'll teach them. See? Gateway Lock and Security. And now, if you would, show your appreciation in the form of applause for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, love you, boys. Love you.
He doesn't like good polka music. I will try to never make you think that I do something I don't do, or pretend that I'm a customer of something I'm not, and I will flat out tell you that I don't have gateway lock and security surveillance cameras, and it's driving me nuts. Oh, that's a joke. The pirate, the pirate who goes to the psychiatrist. Yeah, I'll just tell it. So this this pirate goes into a psychiatrist's office, and the psychiatrist looks up and goes, "Hey, you know, you got a steering wheel coming out of your crotch." He goes, "Yeah, and it's driving me nuts." Yeah. Because I don't have Wi-Fi. And to get the most out of it, to be able to pick up your phone or your tablet and go, "Hey, let's check out and see what's going on in the backyard or around by the garage or inside that," you got to have Wi-Fi, and I don't have it because somebody at Charter or AT&T, one or the other, can't seem to step up and figure out how to run a cable to my house, for goodness sakes. Someday I'm hoping it'll happen. As soon as it does, guess what I'm getting? Cameras. And I think I would want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 6 would do it for my house. Now, what I will do when the time comes is I will have them decide how many cameras are smart and how many would be frivolous and unnecessary. But I think 6 might be what we'd both come to that conclusion. Now, let's say you have a business. How in the world could you not have quality surveillance security cameras at your business? How could you do that? You know, our newest sponsor, Simple Self Storage, they have tremendous security and surveillance, and unfortunately, if they come on board, well, if they had opened up the place, it's less than a year old, but if I'd only gotten to them, I didn't know who they were. If I'd only been able to get to them and go, "Hey, before we put the cameras in, let Gateway Lock and Security do it." So I don't know who did it, but I do know this. I know that at Gateway Lock and Security, this is a family business. I know the daddy, I know the son, I know how this works. And they, like any other business, will rely very heavily on word of mouth. So if a customer's not happy, if those cameras aren't working like they're supposed to, they're going to tell everybody, "Well, don't go there." And that's just the opposite of what happens. They'll say, "Oh, my goodness, I was thinking about putting these cameras in by myself. I'm so glad I didn't do that. I let pros do it. I let the Gateway Lock and Security people do it." Ladies and gentlemen, remember, there are a couple of reasons that good surveillance cameras do, well, they do more than just a security system or an alarm that goes off. There are a couple of things they do that those things don't do. I realize that a sign in the yard, "Protected by ADT." Okay, is it really? And you and I both, you two both know what I'm talking about. People that put up the signs or the stickers, yeah, but they don't really have a system.
Yes.
You don't think that a sophisticated crook knows that, and they can tell with a simple look in the window, they know what to look for. When you see a real camera, and you know it's the real deal, you're probably going to think twice before you do what it is you were going to do, and maybe not do it at all. If you're still stupid enough to go ahead and do it, Gateway Lock and Security has put in for you at your home or business equipment that will, without any question, identify who it was so that they can be dealt with. Talk to them. Let them tell you what they... But here, their website, I think, does a real good job of explaining what they're all about and what they do. And they do other things, and that's all on the website, too. I like them. I like the way they work. I like the family. And I like security. I like safety. I'm big on that. Gateway Lock and Security, 636-778-1135. You'll never remember that number, but you can remember this. Gateway Lock and Security. And you can remember gatewaylockandsecurity.com, and you can remember that if you can't remember it, that was good. You can't remember if you can remember what? That you can't remember it. That actually does make sense, but it doesn't sound like it should. You know, you can go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. Gateway Lock and Security. from South Dakota. Yep. He must have moved there. Oh, that's right. His honey is there. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend is there. From South Dakota to the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or STL Taxi. That's the app. Please, don't pretend to be AM to PM, because that's what you're doing. If you ride in any cab that's not a Laclede Cab, you're a pretender. You're not really AM to PM. Make it Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. Is Dulce with you right now?
No, she's at work. In fact, right after this, I have to go. This is probably one of those things you warned me about quite some time ago. I have to go to some event for her work tonight, right after I finish talking to you.
That's how it starts. They start dragging you to their stuff. Uh-huh. So, but that's not the worst of it. It gets much worse than
that
if you decide to get serious. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll tell you all. But we look, between the three of us, especially Dan, are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, Dan, that's true.
That's
stories. We have the playbook. We'll help you. So what's going on there, Bill?
All right. Well, I stumbled on an interesting world record today. These are always kind of interesting. A guy in Texas holds the world record for how many times you can kick yourself in the head in 1 minute. Yeah. 134 times, apparently, is the world record. How many times you can kick yourself in the head in 1 minute. Even more interesting, he broke the previous record of 0. So, congratulations to him.
Wow.
Yeah. And a study finds that students who learn without any shoes on somehow get better grades than students that do wear shoes.
What? Mm.
Then the University of Phoenix Online said, hey, just think how well you learn without pants on.
I think he just did that so he could say something about not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. According to the Social Security Administration, the most popular baby names in 2016 were Noah and Emma. Those are the two most popular baby names, 2016, Noah and Emma. Least popular baby names, Donald and Hillary. Those two.
Oh, that's a political joke.
And finally.
I don't buy the Noah. Emma, there are lots of Emmas. Maybe we got enough Emmas, but Noah, I don't seem to hear of a lot of Noahs.
Not a good, strong, no offense to all the Noahs, but especially Noah that built that ark, but that's not a real strong male name, Noah.
Well, I kind of disagree.
Noah? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. William.
Bible hater.
Yeah.
William.
Animal hater. Noah, any Noahs?
Means the conqueror. Did you know that?
William, I did not know that.
The conqueror. That's what William means. Fancy. That's strong. Strong name.
Well, right, and your name is William. Look what you did. You conquered the love of Dulce.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
How about that?
That's right. Well, Houston, Texas, they're all geared up to host the Super Bowl next weekend. You know, one of the big attractions in the host city each year is what they call the NFL experience. Maybe you've been to this. You get to kind of experience being an actual NFL player. Now, like, for example, they dress you up in a Rams outfit and you have to drop every ball that's thrown at you. It's very realistic.
I thought you were going to say you get to go to jail.
Yeah, maybe that too. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM cab company, and from somewhere in South Dakota. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Well, he's so much in love, he doesn't even know where he is. Thank you, Bill.
See you, bye.
Yeah, he's got it bad. How long has he been in South Dakota? Like a week?
About a week, I guess.
Oh, man. And she's got him going to some work function where he doesn't know anything. I got news from Mr. Cleveland. I'm going to have to get him aside and say, listen to me.
He likes that, though.
Well,
I think he likes those functions.
You may be right. I didn't. Let me tell you how it worked in my marriage. And I was married no time at all. A few weeks, maybe. She said, hey, my office is having... I said, no. Just like that. I said, we can shut this down right now. And that's the end of it. That was the end of it. That's how my marriage essentially works.
Yeah.
I just say no. That's it. And that's a true story. I'm putting out the invitation now, as I do from time to time, not very often, for anyone who thinks you'd like to advertise on this show. This is the single greatest place that you can have, you can spend your advertising money is this show right here. And you can ask any of the, and I'd be happy to give you their numbers of the people who've had years and years and years of experience selling their products or services on this show successfully. So we'd love to have you on board. You need to have integrity and a decent business, and I have to like you, and you have to like me, and you have to have money. So there you go. That's what you need. You have to have my email address, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Give me a phone number. I'll call you, and we'll talk. Oh, man. Dan, you'll love this. You know how I love to talk about sports, and some people say, Frank, stop it. That's all you talk about.
Yep.
And this is hockey-related.
All right.
There is a columnist named Kevin Allen. He's with USA Today Sports. He has named, now if you've seen this, you have to tell me, he's named the 10 greatest players in the history of hockey.
I have not. I haven't seen this.
All right, who do you, let's start with number 10. Number 10, and you'll know every one of these, Doug Harvey. You know who that was?
Doug Harvey?
Doug Harvey won the Norris Trophy 7 times and helped the Canadiens win 6 Stanley Cup championships. 53, 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60, probably before your time.
Oh, yeah. That's
number 9, one. Guy Lafleur. You know who that is?
Guy Lafleur.
Guy. Sorry, yeah, I forget. The French thing is Guy.
Yeah.
Guy Lafleur.
Yes, I know who that is.
Needed only 720 games to reach 1,000 points in the NHL.
Yeah.
Number 8, Mark, is it Messier?
Messier, yeah, Mark Messier.
Mark Messier.
Played with the Oilers and then the Rangers.
Listen to you. I knew you would know that. Is it Jean Beliveau?
Jean Beliveau.
Beliveau,
yeah.
Beliveau. Won 10 Stanley Cup championships as a player with the, again, Canadiens. Number 6, we all know this name, Bobby Hull.
Yeah.
What was his nickname?
The Golden Jet.
Listen to this guy. you know your hockey. Maurice Rocket Richard.
Oh, yeah. He was another Canadian.
He, according to this columnist, is the 5th greatest hockey player of all time.
Yeah.
Number 4, Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
Number 3, Bobby Orr.
Oh, Bobby Orr. Number 4 on the Boston Bruins. Johnny Londoff has a picture of him flying after he scored a goal against the Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I've seen that picture. I've seen it up in the conference room.
It is a great picture. I'm guessing.
Now we're down to number 2 and number 1.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out.
You want to take a shot at either one?
I know. Number one.
Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky, but I don't know which one would be 1 or 2.
They are absolutely 1 and 2. Gordie Howe is number 1 and Wayne Gretzky is number 2. Well done. And even you, Peon, stepping in there. Well done. And since we're on sports, and I know it seems like that's all I talk about, but Brent Musburger will call his final game next week. It'll be Tuesday. That will close out his broadcast career, nearly 50 years. His last game, he'll do play-by-play, will be the Georgia-Kentucky men's basketball game on ESPN. I don't know much about sports. I always kind of like Musburger. There was something, and I should have looked it up. He got in some trouble years ago or something he said or something.
I think
he
so.
He was in some hot water, but he came out of it like most of the.
He's always been just one of those steady guys. He's 77, right?
I think so. How old is he? Doesn't say. Peon could look it up. He's the guy who used to say CBS on CBS.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? There's a lawmaker in Jefferson City who tried to ban prison inmates from watching cable television. Cable television costs right at $1 million a year, apparently, in the state of Missouri for all the prison systems that have cable TV. Do you think prisoners ought to be able to watch cable TV? It costs regular people $60 to $100 a month for the kind of TV they give to the prisoners. You think a guy in prison should watch people watch cable TV?
Not certain.
Well, obviously not, the sexy stuff.
No, I would say.
Or violent stuff.
I would say it depends what crime. I would say
I agree. It depends on the prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I don't think you could say a blanket yes. Well, he lost, by the way. It didn't go through. They're going to leave a cable in there. But I have to tell you, there's one guy in here who they interviewed, and he said his brother's in prison. He watches the History Channel, and he has learned so much while he was in prison. He's trying to get smarter and educate himself. And since he talks about politics and things he never would have talked about before from watching the History Channel, I also think it's a great way. It's a babysitter. It's a great way. Look, if all these guys have to do is sit around and stab each other and think about how to escape, I think watching, you know, certain television is not a bad idea.
And it probably keeps them calm and keep things, kind of
Or it
level.
Should be a reward kind of system, maybe.
There you go. Yeah. If you are behaving yourself.
It shouldn't just be automatic. I don't think so.
I do, except like we said, for the hardest of the hardcore. If you rape children or women or you murder, you're not getting TV. All right, that's it. Yeah. You're just not. It's prison.
And isn't it just certain times during the days that they get to do that anyway, too, I think?
You know what? I just realized what time it is. Mike Evans may be a little short. I got to get this joke in, too. Ladies, get in here, please. Ladies.
Ooh, that's nice.
Maybe I can do it in a timely manner here. One of the Hall of Famers' all-time great jokes, this woman is talking with her friend. This woman's about 45 years old, and she's telling her friend, she says, I've come to the realization that not only am I never going to get married, I'm probably never going to really have any man interested in me. I'm not really sure what it is. I know I'm not a beauty queen, but I don't know, am I really that ugly? What is it? What's the deal with me? And her friend says, Doris, listen to me. I want you to go see Dr. Wang. She said, who's that? She said, he's an Asian doctor, and he specializes in human attraction. And he's really good. And he'll be blunt and honest with you about why it is that men just, they don't come into your life. She says, all right. So she makes an appointment, and she goes in to see this Dr. Wang, and he says, I can help you. She says, well, Dr. Wang, I'm 45, never really had a serious boyfriend or much of anyone. I don't date, haven't dated. Men aren't interested in me, and I just need to know what it is. I know that I'm not, Melania Trump, but what is it really? Am I that ugly? I need somebody to tell me what's going on here. He said, you come to the right place. Look at me. Come close. Look at me. So she gets right up in his face, stares at her. He says, Now, I want you to pull down your pants and the panties. Pull all the way down to ankle, turn around, bend over, let me see your butt. So she does that. She bends awkward, bends over, sticks her butt out there. Stand up, turn around and look at me again. Look me in the face. Look at me. Stares at him. Now turn around again. I've been over. Let me see your butt again. Okay. You pull pants up. Pull panty up. I know a problem. She says, what is it? He says, you got an Ed Zachary disease. She says, what? Who or what is Ed Zachary disease? He goes, that's when you face Rook at Zachary like your butt.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, they cleared the accident southbound 255 past 64, so everything's running well there. New accident on westbound 44. It's between Mraz and Bowles, blocking the left lane. Your traffic is backing up now from Highway 270. You also have eastbound drivers pretty slow in areas from 141 up to the Merrimack River Bridge. Southbound 270, you had a stalled vehicle at Big Bend or Doherty Ferry that was blocking the left lane. You had bumper-to-bumper traffic from south of Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. On northbound northbound 270, they cleared that earlier accident near Big Bend. Eastbound 40 downtown, we're getting a little bit better. You're slowing Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270, some slow pockets still east of McDonald. That goes through New Florissant. And northbound 170 heavy from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. And this report is brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy five items at $5 each. It's real quality and value from Little Caesars. And they're hot and ready every day from 4 to 8. You could feed a whole group with their five items at $5 each. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department.
Because you need to know.
The Big 550, KTRS.
Depend on it.
Me Homeowners Insurance. How can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. That's 1-800-900-6490. 1-800-900-6490.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your family's life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And if you do it right now, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-1019. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Hurry and call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while they're still giving them away for free. Call 1-800-400-1019. That's 1-800-400-1019. 1-800-400-1019.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. .com.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $359 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
You know, even though we've had a few days in the 40s, 50s, even 60s, feels like springtime, right? Let's not forget, we are still in the dead of winter. So whatever you need to take care of at your home, Schnars Hardware is the place for you to go. Two locations, the original, Clayton Road in Ladue, just east of I-64, and in Webster, about a year old now, on East Lockwood. No matter what, you can find whatever you need. If you want to rake up those leaves on one of those beautiful days, they've got all of that. If you want to do some inside home improvements, Schnars Hardware is there for all of your lawn and garden, paint and repair projects, whatever you need to do. Or if the snow's coming, they've got salt, shovels, whatever you need to get you through the winter. It is Schnars Hardware, locally owned and family operated for a long time in the St. Louis area. Go by and say hi to the folks there. Frank Blair is waiting for you. Schnars Hardware, two locations where they don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
The St. Louis Tiger Club recruiting night event is back Wednesday, February 1st. Happy hour starts at 6:30 with the program running 7:30 to 8:30 at the Edward Jones Building in DePere, featuring head coach Barry Odom, Coach Heupel, Coach Cross, and others. Howard Richards will be the MC. General admission is $10. 18 and under are free. Food and drinks will be available for purchase along with raffle tickets for prizes. Email Kurt Sawyer at kurt@sawcap.com to reserve your spot, or go to MizzouTigerClubSTL.com for more information.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? At Ford, we go further to make it protective by offering vehicles with the most 5-star crash ratings. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. 5-star ratings based among full-line brands offering multiple cars, pickup trucks, and utilities. Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Go to safercar.gov for details. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Let him go home. It is time to check in with Mike Evans. And as you know, he's sponsored by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and right next door, the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They sell a lot of gift cards. Dan, you were playing bass with
your mom. I was.
Boom, I liked boom, it. Go boom. Ahead. Give me a little bass line there.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's good. Gift cards, they sell thousands a year, not just over the holidays. So keep that in mind, because everybody loves a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Restaurant. And now, here's Mike Evans. How you doing, Homer?
4 stars, homie. Here's your pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who 3 years ago was busted for reckless driving, possession of marijuana, resisting arrest. 3 years ago today, Amy Schumer, Michelle Rodriguez, Charlie Sheen, Justin Bieber. Sad day yesterday, the passing of Mary Tyler Moore. I think everybody loved Mary Tyler Moore. And here's a few things about Mary maybe you were not aware of. She suffered a miscarriage when she was married to Grant Tinker. Her baby sister Elizabeth committed suicide when she was 21. Her brother died at the age of 47. She had a son that passed away as a teenager. Mary suffered from a bad, horrible diabetes, smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day until she was 50 years old, had surgery for a brain tumor. She was blind the last few months of her life.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Blind?
Blind?
Uh-huh.
Really?
She lost her sight.
No, huh?
Mary did a movie with Elvis Presley. They remained very close friends until his death.
Change of habit.
She met her current husband, Dr. Robert Levine, when she took her mother to his office for an appointment for her. That's when she met him. They fell in love and got married.
Uh-huh.
She raised millions and millions of dollars to help find a cure for diabetes, and her great-great-great-grandfather was the Civil War hero that fought with Andrew Jackson.
Whoa.
So now you know a little bit more about Mary Tyler Moore. And when I was a little boy, there were three women that I had crushes on when I was a teenager. You want to guess who they were? One was Mary Tyler Moore.
Shirley Jones.
Now, see, there's no excuse for that.
What are you talking about? I had a crush on her. She was in Music Man. Shirley Jones was beautiful. What are you talking about?
Oh, I think I'm thinking Shelley Winters.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Okay.
So Mary Tyler Moore, who else?
Janet Reno. No. See, that's comedy there.
That is comedy.
Marlo Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
And Barbara Eden.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Hot scoop, despite the ridiculous high number of 746 homicides in Chicago. Is it true? There is a small Chicago suburb called Oaklawn. And at the direction of the corrupt and inept moron Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel.
Well, you got that right.
Many shooting victims are taken from Chicago to Oaklawn, taken to Oaklawn mortuaries, and legally declared dead there. So to keep Chicago's ridiculous high murder count even lower than it really is.
Well, what they need in Chicago is some really, really strict gun laws. They have the strictest in the country.
Can you believe that? By his order, they go over to Oakland. Which is just about three miles on the other side of Chicago.
I absolutely believe it. That guy is a complete crook, that Rahm Emanuel.
Terrible. Shia LaBeouf was arrested early this morning in New York for what he said was trying to beat some sense into a man that voted for Trump. And now we get the story of Drew Carey's 10-year-old son. Have you talked about this?
No.
Arsonist. 10-year-old son, arsonist, setting fires and screaming F-bombs at Trump's protests.
Drew Carey's 10-year-old son?
Drew Carey's 10-year-old son.
Can I just make a quick comment? I know I'm not supposed to. Why is it that that side, that Hillary anti-Trump side, that their behavior is the way it is when I've never seen behavior anywhere near anything like that from the other side when they didn't get their way? What is that?
I don't get it. It's amazing.
Man, oh, man.
It's just amazing. Just amazing. And finally. Boy, Tiger Woods sure got taken the pipe.
Oh, did he?
Oh, it's like six over.
See, every time he says, I think I'm ready, I just don't think it's going to happen now. I think it's too late.
I think it's over.
Well, you'd know. You're a golfer. Good one.
Well, I mean, you know, you get to be 42 years old. You know, you're about there playing with 25-year-olds. And you've had three back surgeries.
Yep.
Plus, you're cursed by the horrible behavior you've had. You're jinxed, I think.
Well, I think it has to weigh on you knowing what certain people now think about you. A lot of people, their whole image of him changed, and he
has
to kind of
feel. There's just as many people pulling for him to lose as to win.
There you go. I agree.
So. Did I say it finally? Yeah, you did. 3 years ago today, January 26, 2014, named the name of a celebrity that was arrested for reckless driving, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest. Amy Schumer, Michelle Rodriguez, Charlie Sheen, Justin Bieber.
Oh, I'll go Bieber.
Rodriguez.
I'm going to go with the Biebs.
January 26, 2014, Miami-Dade County, Justin Bieber. Hey, I'm Mike Brown, I'm on the team.
Yeah, he was going through his I'm a badass stage, you know. I'm tired of being looked at as a little kid. I'll show you. I'm bad. Like Michael Jackson did that song, I'm bad, I'm bad. Yeah, you sound bad. You really do. Come on, girl. I'm bad. And then Osmond, Donny Osmond. Remember when he did all leather, had a beard?
Tried
to be, you know, a real, like, tough guy. Didn't work too well. Pat Boone.
Did the same thing.
Retired. Oh, recorded a heavy metal CD. Sometimes that's just not meant to work out. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market, owned by the same terrific proprietor. And both have the same great quality, and gift cards are always a good idea. They're east of Amini's and the east First Community Credit Union and all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, just far east of all of that. There they sit, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. And speaking of Amini's, I want you to go to their website. They have a tremendous website. They have one of those virtual tour websites. You can walk through the store at Amini's. You can turn around with your mouse and your computer, just on a computer, and look around you. It's really a slick website, and it'll give you... Oh, and when you do, and you walk in the store, you can walk right in the front door with this virtual tour. Just kind of walk straight, and you'll walk right up and stare on your computer at that rug, that 700. I checked it today. No sold sticker on it yet for 700 grand. No, still no one has bought it yet. Now, I don't want you to think that store, everything in there is 700 grand. There's some pricey things in there, but some also very affordable things in there. A little bit of everything for everybody except junk. If you're a junk hunter, you're not going to find it. They don't sell any junk. Everything they sell is the best of the best made in the world, from patio furniture to lighting to accent pieces to furniture, other pieces of furniture for your home, to pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard, pool table. Get the idea. Please visit, take your time, walk through, tell them your aim of the PM. Big sale started today. Oh, by the way, you still have time to take advantage of the today only equivalent of one half of the sales tax thing, because they're open till 7:30. Monday through Friday till 7:30. So you still got some time. And, of course, tomorrow till 6. But starting today through Sunday is a big sale, and you can find out more about it at their website. And that is, of course, AMINIS.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, that accident on westbound 44 just after Mirage, only the two right lanes were getting through, and traffic was jammed pretty solid at Highway 270. Now, we went by on northbound 270 before Big Bend, and we watched that stall is still there, or that accident, but the emergency vehicles and everything had pulled away as we were going by. So northbound drivers should be better off now between 44 and Big Bend. Southbound drivers, though, you're still pretty well stacked up from about Ladue all the way down through Big Bend. And then we have eastbound 40 downtown. You are slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270 looking a lot better. You're slow as you approach Lindbergh, and that goes through New Florissant. And southbound 170, that was better also, slowing from Ladue down through Highway 40. On westbound 40, you're still jamming up at Vandeventer, and westbound Highway 364, you are slowing a little closer now to the Veterans Bridge up through 94. This traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy five items at $5 each. It's real quality and value from Little Caesars, and they're hot and ready every day from 4 to 8. You could feed a whole group with their five items at $5 each. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show February 2nd through the 5th at America Center. Shop new RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Save $2 on admission at stlrv.com.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
All right, now this is the beginning of my weekend, so I want to talk with you again until Monday. Hey, see a police officer, please thank him or her. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed,
You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear. All right, goodbye. All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A landmark day in Jefferson City. The Missouri Senate overwhelmingly passes right to work. One senator says there's no stopping it now. This is a sad day for unions across the state.
A proposal for a soccer stadium in St. Louis takes a key step. The changes that got several aldermen to go from thumbs down to thumbs up.
And air traffic numbers are flying high at Lambert Airport. What's driving the increase in travel?
But first on Fox, it's a landmark day in Jefferson City and a huge blow for organized labor. State senators have approved a right-to-work bill.
One senator now says he expects the governor to sign it into law within 2 weeks. Fox 2's Andy Banker is here now with the story for us new at 6. Andy?
Hey, guys. Well, you know, opponents warn that right-to-work means lower pay, fewer benefits, and poorer working conditions. Still, Republican lawmakers have very quickly now rallied to the